Great. Welcome, everyone. This is the meeting of the WPFW Finance Committee on Monday, March 10th, starting at 7:16 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Tom Chase, Treasurer and Chair of the Committee. And Eileen, would you go through the roll call, please?
Yes, I'll do that.
Ellen, I'm sorry, Ellen.
No, it's Eileen.
No, Eileen. Sorry.
Okay.
We'll cut that out.
All right. Irene Adams. Not here. Kamau Harris. Speak up.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Julie Hewitt.
I am here.
Tony Leon.
Present.
Okay. Minerva Sander.
Present.
Great.
And Tom Chase.
Present.
Okay, of the non-voting members, we've got Sabu.
Here.
And myself, Eileen. And Miyuki, our interim general manager.
Hi, I informed Tom, but just what I have to leave just before 8 o'clock. I have another meeting, so
okay.
I was here since before 7, but just want to let you know.
Okay, great. Thanks for letting us know. And I've just been informed that Dennis Williams had to drop from the committee because of a conflict. I will ask him to send me an email just to have that in the records. All right. You go, Tom.
Great. Thank you. So I'll walk through the agenda and we can make any changes or approve the agenda. So after we approve the agenda, I would present the financial report for the month of February, the March report reflecting February. And then we can have a discussion around potential committee initiatives. This continues from our discussion last call. And we had identified three potential areas there. And we have 15 minutes for that discussion. Then 15 minutes for any ideas we have that we would like to advance to the National Finance Committee's consideration. The incoming chair, the chair-elect for the committee, has asked for feedback on the agenda for the NFC. And a couple of things we talked about I listed here in the agenda and soliciting other ideas from the committee. Then any new business and adjourn. So any comments on the agenda or motion to approve?
I move to approve the agenda as written.
Thank you. It's second.
This Minerva, I'll second it.
Great. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, agenda's approved. I sent as an attachment to the agenda just a short while ago the updated management report on the finances of WPFW. It includes the ending balance overall, cash balance for the organization, indicates our contributions in, that should say February, which included a 2-week pledge drive. And also the individual account balances at the end of the month of February. You'll see we, Miyuki opened a new money market account that is an interest bearing account. Both the Truist and the industrial our relocation money are both in checking accounts that don't pay any interest. So she created this new account to kind of park our excess cash there to get some interest. And the expense side, it's pretty much par for the course with our salaries. We've, you know, up to date with central services. We had one of our licensing invoices came in, and additional relocation. You see the numbers there. Anyway, we ended up the month positive. We though continue to have some rather significant outstanding expenses that are indicated in the notes there. And, you know, I know Miyuki is working very hard to get those invoices in, or what we need to pay those. But we continue to keep an eye out for those. That concludes my overview of the financial report. Any questions?
Yeah, could I ask you to present this report slightly differently? It's very confusing to have that contributions received line.
Okay.
Under the ending balance. It would be better to just, you know, I just quickly went in to check, you know, you show the three bank balances that add up in this case to the 283,000. And, you know, maybe, put the contributions received, maybe either, you know, just above expenses or down below total expenses, and then, you know, a net, something like that. Know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I can do that.
Okay. Again, down.
Any other questions about that? Miyuki, is there anything you'd want to add?
Just careful in terms of your phrasing. You said excess monies that were put over. It's not that it's excess. We're just not spending it today, but we don't have excess, so...
Yeah,
just, I appreciate the phrase, the positive, but just people have different ideas when you say excess.
Right, good point. Okay. I'll try to think of a better word. I was trying to think of one, but it didn't come to me very quickly. But I totally get what you mean.
Thanks.
Reserve,
thank you.
Maybe reserve cash.
I don't know if that, we'll talk more, but I don't know if you're willing to reserve. But thank you very much.
All right, you bet. Does anybody on the call have an idea of what that we might want to call that?
What about less urgent?
The less urgent fund.
I like that, Julie, but I think you should keep working on it.
Or unspent.
Fair enough.
I mean,
we'll figure it out. Unspent. Yeah. Thanks, Wanda.
Not yet encumbered.
Okay. I have you all come when the accountants come. Thank you.
Interest bearing, right?
Cash, I mean, that's the point. In it, hand? I don't know.
It is. I mean, it's, but it's just, you know.
We're having a laugh. Tony has his hand up.
Go ahead, Tony. You're on mute. There you go.
Okay. There we go. Yeah. We've been looking at this type of report probably for maybe a year now, year or two. But before that, we were getting reports, or the treasurer was presenting reports that were formatted like the annual budget, where it had the same line items, and month to month, you could see what was spent on the expense side, and you can see what came in on the income side. And then all the way to the right, the last column had year to date. And that told us whether we were over budget year to date, or whether we were in line, you know, with the budget or under budget. And I just think that format would be more informational for this committee. If our task is to create the budget and to see that it stays on track. So I have some of those old formats. And actually, I guess you all have it too. If you have the 2024-25 budget. So yep. Yeah, I mean, we could just pick up from there and do month to month columns with ending it with a year to date. It would be easier, I think, for us to do what we have to do.
Yeah, I agree with you, Tony. And when we get to the next part of the agenda, that's that first item there. And I was following the previous reports just till I got my feet under me. And let's talk some more about that when we get to the next agenda item. Go ahead, Miyuki.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. My only concern about, I appreciate everything that Tom and Kamal has put into place in terms of reporting, because it's actually very accurate, and they contact me and I'm very transparent and give them the information that they need. Heretofore, prior to April of last year, though you may have received a different type of report, it wasn't truly reflecting what was going on. And so just please keep that in mind when you make whatever adjustment or changes, because it was not specific in terms of where the money actually came, was being spent. Whereas right. This now, at least you get exactly what the expenditures are.
Yeah. Thank you, Miyuki. That's a great point. And yeah, I'm still getting myself into all of the different accounts. We're still working on one for me to be able to see the lockbox. So we're confident with these numbers, and I think as we go to the next agenda item we talk about, we can get you what both Eileen and Tony have asked for. Anything else on this item before we go to that next item? Okay. So we did talk about last time, really working to get more complete, timely reports, and particularly identifying deviations from the budget. And I put a first cut at that together, and it has helped. Just before the last meeting, and I don't know if I believe I did circulate it to everyone. If I haven't, we'll do it again. But we got the final FY 23 and 24 numbers from the national office for the whole foundation, with separate tabs for the national office, the archive, and each of the five stations. And that's got the breakdown same as the budget. And I do have the current year 25 budget. So what I'd like to do with each of these three is identify someone from this committee to work with me and, Miyuki as we need to, or Kamau, to get, something ready to show at the next meeting. So I've got, someone else up here on this committee to work with. But like I said, I've made some good progress on that. And I think, we could have something ready for next meeting if someone would like to work with me on that. And I'd like to do that on each of the three, and we can talk more about that. We could come back and revisit this, the three, and who would want to work with me on those when we're done going through what the three are. Or we could, Tony, if you want to work with me on that between now and the next meeting, that'd be great. Any thoughts, anybody?
Yeah, I'll work with you.
Okay. Miyuki, does that sound okay to you? You've seen what I've started to put together like that.
Yes, sure.
Okay. And one of the things too, I've been talking with Miyuki about, and we can maybe doesn't have to be before the next meeting, but is to really look at, you know, what are our, you know, for the out months, I've got just kind of 1/12, for each of the line items in the budget. But, you know, with a little bit of thought, we could say, no, most of that's either going to be in August or it'll be in September, or kind of place it where we think it is. And then, you know, maybe a better assessment of what our revenue is going to be, you know, between now and the end of the year, and what, you know, spending needs that, you know, the station and Miyuki have, that, you know, aren't explicitly in the budget that we want to try to accommodate between now and the end of the year. So I kind of see all of that wrapped up in that first item of, you know, working with the financials and the budget. Okay. All right. Any other thoughts or comments on that first item and this budget discussion, financial reporting discussion? Okay. So the second item we talked about was looking at membership data and the effectiveness, assessing the effectiveness of various fundraising. Since we talked last, I've gotten access to the OTIS reports system, and I've found some key reports that I can download and then use some other ways of, you know, looking at the data so it's a little more interactive. We can, you know, try to reduce duplicates in people's names and things like that, so we can get a really good sense of, you know, which donors have given how much, how often, where do they, what's their zip code, you know, what was the effectiveness during the, you know, fundraising, those sorts of things. I've shown a little of that to Miyuki. You know, I'd like to work with someone on this committee between now and the next meeting to get, you know, some first product we could show to the committee and start to, you know, explore that topic a little bit further. Any thoughts or feedback on that idea?
This is Julie. I think this sounds like a great little project here. And while I don't have tons of time, I'd certainly be happy to be a sounding board for you, Tom, on, you know, good ways to present this kind of information.
Cool. And I think I may, to a certain extent, if we could maybe, no, I won't, never mind. So that's good. Anyone else interested in that or want to, I forget who, maybe, I forget, somebody raised that. Maybe Minerva. Did you raise that in our last fall as something you were interested in?
Yes, I did. And I'll be willing to work on it as well with you, Tom.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think it's just, you know, one, two tops meetings between, you know, now and next time. I'll show you what I got, get your feedback, you know, maybe refine it one more time. Cool. The third item on that list is identify and promote / execute strategies to increase revenue. On this topic, I would say since the last meeting, I've been involved with the relocation committee, and I'm assigned to that by the charter of that group. And, you know, I think there'll be work, down the line for us to support that effort. And if Dennis was here, I'd ask him to say more, but I think for now, we just kind of hold that as a placeholder, as an area where we will be needed to help out. The other project I provided some input to is planning for the 48th anniversary celebration and, you know, trying to help with put together a budget for that. And I don't think anyone else on this group is also part of the development committee. But if there is, you know, we could kind of collaborate on supporting that effort. That's, if folks don't know, that's going to be, can you remind me, Miyuki? I forget the date of that, celebration now. April 26th.
April 26th. And, yeah. Violetta and Kamau and somebody else from the LSB are involved on the committee as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I was thinking just strictly in for our, if there's a way we can support with like the budget and fundraising, anything, but, not trying to overlap or create more folks for you to manage. The other, I guess, sort of related to that, and it's sort of related to item two, maybe, and three is, you know, how we could support, through that effort of two, working with some of the, sustaining member, programs or the work that Craig Williams is doing with the, Jazz and Justice Circle, things like that. Again, just to the extent that it makes sense for us, or we can help on those increased revenue ideas.
I have my hand up.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, I was looking at my notes, so I didn't see it. Go ahead, Tony.
Going back to number two, could you talk about what you had in mind with that analysis of the membership data? Towards assessing the effectiveness of the fundraising strategies?
Well, I guess what I have in mind just generally is trying to get our arms around the data just to see our, you know, what are we trending with the number of members, where they're located, you know, we don't collect a lot of demographics. I'm sorry, but I don't have light. Let me turn on the light. One second, please. Right. And so I think, you know, in terms of the fundraising, part of it and the effectiveness, I think, comparing, you know, different fundraising times of the year, or I don't know exactly, but it's those sort of ideas, like what can we do with this data that we have to help us improve our fundraising?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I wouldn't say I have an exact thing in mind for what I want to get out of it.
Were you the person that made that suggestion, or was it somebody else?
It was a combination of myself and Minerva, as I said, from the last meeting, who had suggested, that would be a good project to take on.
Yeah. It sounds good. It sounds like, you know, something can be done with that. It's, it's related to marketing.
Right.
Yeah. So, okay. I was just curious if somebody had something in mind right out the gate. You know, through the years, there's been a lot of suggestions, floated. So I'm sure you'll get some.
Yeah. And what I'm interested in right now is like, what data do we have? Can we even answer questions with the data we have and the way we access it? So that's kind of what I've been spending my time on. I think we can get the data we can get it and be able to ask questions of it. And I'm confident about that, but I want to work with everyone here to figure out what the questions are and see what we can do with it and be mindful of privacy and things like that. So that's why I don't want to just start putting up kind of data. I want to work with a few people, work with Miyuki and make sure that what we show, you know, reflects all the policies as well of the organization. Wanda, go ahead.
Yeah, I often wonder when proceeds are reported from fundraising about the cost effectiveness of the particular fundraising effort, because we get a total amount, but there's no accounting, probably because, you know, people are just involved in the process of how many hours are spent, you know, the amount of energy involved, and for the amount of money that's raised, I don't have any idea of, you know, how many hours went into it. So it's kind of difficult to really appreciate, if it's an effective fundraiser or not. So, I think that's something that it would be beneficial to look at.
Yeah. I mean, I would say from my looking so far, I don't have the percentage, but a very large percentage comes from the fund drives, on-air fund drives.
Mm.
And so, you know, that the labor part of that is the programmers, and I don't know exactly what goes on with Miyuki and her team and everything there, but you know, we got a little bit going on with social media and things, but we're not making big dollar investments mm-hmm. in marketing. It's mostly the sweat labor of the staff and the programmers so far. And then we've got the car, donate your car program, which brings in, it's our largest single, donor. Of course it's many small ones, but, and that's one, you know, again, I don't know that we spend any money to promote that, but, you know, I think it is looking at things like that and saying, okay, well, where if we do invest money, you know, how do we know that we're going to get a return and we can be set up to measure it? But mostly, again, I think it's, you know, maybe the effectiveness is around the kind of messaging we're using around fund drives.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, one change we've just done, I think I'm right about this. We went from a 3-week fund drive to a 2-week fund drive, and we basically hit the same goal in the same amount of time. That kind of thing. Yeah.
That's helpful.
So on this third one, I don't know that we need to identify someone like we did for one and two to work with me. I mean, I think that could evolve a bit, like I said, out of number two, as we maybe can focus in on things like, you know, I know Craig has a list of the $1,000 or more donors. And I'm, you know, I've had to do a bit of working with the data to tally up, you know, which donors have paid how much across, you know, some donors, like, they've given more than 100 donations in a year, like very small, and some, you know, they're all over the board. So it's really interesting to look at kind of the distribution of how people donate and things like that. Okay. Any other? Oh, Miyuki, go ahead. You have your hand up.
I wanted to explain a couple of things in response. I wanted to explain a couple of things in response to Wanda's question and investment into marketing. There is a current investment in marketing. We tried social networking. We hired a firm for social networking. We did a test run in December at a discounted cost of $2,000 to see what it would look like if they started doing it for us. They started doing some work for us. Major donors noticed the work that was done, called me up and said, "What is this?" And I said, "It was this, but we can't afford this person on a monthly basis." And they said, "How much would it cost?" I said, "About $5,000. And so they are underwriting that. We have an underwriter who's investing in social networking right now at the tune of about $5,000 a month. And it's something that's getting traction. We just started, as I said, back in December. And so we're still getting traction now. But it was totally paid for by somebody else. So we're covered in terms of that. In terms of any other marketing efforts that we'd like to undertake, the reason we call for LSB members and programmers to come to do the stable marketing for things, different events that go on hear about town is because that's our other, you know, other means of trying to market. We don't have disposable income or extra income available to do things like any other type of marketing that you can imagine. It just isn't available. Anything that's undertaken so far has been through the grace of Mrs. Turner, who on her own would buy the swag to give away at these various tables, or by Craig Williams, who also would underwrite and pay for the various magnets and different items that we need for the event. So I just want to let you know, I mean, again, that's why I didn't want to use the term excess money that we've got lying around. We haven't had the funds to do that kind of work. And so we're still at the point, frankly, where, as you and I discussed today, trying to make sure that the staff is well supported before we can get things like more marketing. But right now we do have that one venture going on due to the generosity of a major donor.
Thank you, Miyuki, for clarifying that. And I would be interested in learning a little bit more about that and just trying to understand what metrics they're using to look at effectiveness and how we could leverage that with our financial reports to see, you know, when they do a campaign, do we see a bump in new memberships, or, you know, what, you know, are they driving folks to Cash App and we should watch that? Or, you know, are they doing it in between fund drives so we can try to see that signal in the contributions, those sorts of things. But that's great. Great. Thank you. Okay. That's a thumbs up from Tony. Thank you. Let's see. If any other feedback on any of those three items before we go to the next item? No? Okay. So the National Finance Committee had an election that last week, and a new chair for the new Finance Committee has been elected. It is Fred Dodson from KPFA, and the secretary is, I don't have his name in front of me, is also from KPFA. So we had a meeting scheduled, a regularly scheduled meeting for tomorrow night, which was canceled. Not exactly clear why, but I think some folks that were going to make presentations weren't available. So Fred has asked everyone to submit suggestions for National Finance Committee agenda items for the future. And ones that we talked about in this committee last time, but also, you know, I believe would be on their agenda, but we want to just reinforce. One is to, you know, hurry up and get us some FY26 budget formulation guidance, including a timeline and some commitment to a level for this central services fee. And then also some work and oversight to look at standardizing and improving the timeliness of the ongoing monthly accounting reconciliation process, so that, you know, we get from the national office those inputs to our reports that we talked about earlier, number one of the earlier section. So, you know, I intend to forward those two suggestions to Fred. I'm open to any either comments on those or other ideas and suggestions for what we would want to see the National Finance Committee work on. And I'll open that up. Let me see. Kamau, I see your hand up.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Yeah, the number two on your list is something that has been discussed at the NFC for quite some time. Most of the membership of that committee is very concerned about timeliness and reporting. And I shared with one of the members of that committee, Myla, reasons about 2 or 3 months ago. I may have actually shared it with you as well.
Yeah.
Kind of like a little detail write-up of what I thought would be an effective way to kind of close out each month. It would require a little bit more interaction from the national office and the local, either, you know, finance, slash business managers slash general managers. But, I think if we did it in, kind of a harmony, each of the stations kind of having a set date where they would sit down and meet with the national office to discuss any variances and things that are going on, and kind of commit to a rhythm, you would get a little bit more timeliness. I think right now we kind of just do, you know, close process, you know, by fire, you know, you know, ends up being this kind of, you know, just jailbreak situation. And, we're screaming and yelling for financials, but, I do think there's a way to do it if we kind of commit to a timeline. So I'll share that with you, what I wrote. And I guess, if the committee would like to see it as well, but, I think it's something that could work, at least a starting point.
Perfect. And I do have that. Thank you, Kamau. Eileen?
Do we have any sense on the National Finance Committee? Do we have any sense as to how the National Business Manager is doing with keeping up with things? And does she attend the meetings at all?
I don't believe she's been on any that I've been at. I heard, I think at the last NFC from Stephanie that they were working on the first quarter of FY25 report, which would at least, you know, get us numbers from them to the end of December. But we haven't seen that come down to Miyuki for review yet, and I haven't seen it. I was going to ask about that tomorrow night, but the meeting was canceled. So I don't, yeah, we're not close to getting, you know, up to the date last month, but hopefully we'll have the first quarter pretty soon. And then we'll just be 2 months behind. So they're making progress. Any other thoughts on this? Yeah, there's a note. Steve said the consolidation through the end of F24, but that's FY24. So that's the end of September, not the first quarter of 25. But yeah, no, it's great that they finished up 23 and 24. And, yeah, go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah, does that mean that, is there an audit in progress?
So the update on that, which I got from the executive director's report to the, PNB that was circulated to the LSB, last weekend, is that, they've submitted the 990 for 2023. No, for 2022. They're finishing up the 990 for 2023. And when that's done, they'll start the audit for 22 and 23. So they're very close to beginning the audit for that. They made the submission of the 2022 990 to the state of California and have now got themselves in active status with the state corporation commission, whatever. So we're in good graces there. That's progress. And, you know, I think that's taken a lot of the time, getting now the audits going for 22 and 23 and all of that. But yep. Any other comments or questions on this topic?
No, but this is Julie. I'll just add for Eileen's benefit that, we're going to do the 22 and the 23 audits at the same time, in part because the auditor thinks there'll be some cost savings from doing, I mean, we'll do, you know, we'll get separate audits, but doing them both together, they figure they're going to give us, it'll be cheaper than doing it, you know, one and then the other.
Do you mean that they'll do an audit, a 2-year audit?
Yeah, I mean, but I think we're still going to get, you know, a breakdown for each of the years. I think. I'm not 100% certain about that.
Thanks.
Okay. If there's no more discussion on that topic, I will forward the first two items with the draft monthly closeout that Kamau has drafted to the chair, Fred Dodsworth. Thank you for that. And any new business that anyone wants to raise for the committee? Hearing none, we could take a motion to adjourn.
Julie, so moved.
Actually, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, I do have one question.
Sure.
For items to get on your agenda for your meeting, when would you like to receive those? If we have some suggestions or things that we'd like to see, I know you're asking about new business now, but if we wanted to get something on your agenda, what's your deadline for that? Or how do we just submit them directly to Eileen?
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime. And then, yeah, even up to when we review the agenda at the meeting, if it comes up that late, where, you know, we seem to work pretty well here as a group. And I think, you know, I'll reach out to each of the folks that have expressed interest in working with me, and we'll, you know, right after this, we'll set up some meetings in the next couple of weeks so we keep progress on those items. But I would expect the agendas to kind of look like this, you know, these topics with the updates from the NFC as I have them.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks. Okay. There's no other discussion. We'll call it adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Take care. Have a good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Thank you.